charge of the ship.
A what?
The person in charge of the ship.
A captain.
Okay. Did you ever hear that word captain used in other situations? Like calling the person you work for a captain?
Yes, I have heard that used. I've heard people. It was common for black to refer to white plantation owner or white boss as captain.
Mm-hmm. And a person who presides over a court is called a
judge.
Huh?
Judge.
And someone who goes to school.
What now?
Someone who goes to school is
it's called a student.
Okay. And a woman who works in an office and does the typing and so forth.
Well, she can be a clerk or secretary.
And if you're born in the United States, your nationality is?
American citizen.
Okay. And this part of my head is my?
Forehead or forehead.
Okay. This is my?
Hair.
And on a man, hair here would be a?
Beard.
Okay. And this is my?
Yeah.
Which one?
Left.
Huh?
Left ear.
And this is my?
Right.
Huh?
Right ear. Mouth,
and
neck. Well, this is the larynx or windpipe.
Or if you're sick, you might have a sore
throat.
What about goozle?
The same thing. Yeah.
Huh?
It's the neck. They were referring to the neck.
As the
goozle. I never do, but that's what they're talking about.
The whole neck.
I think it's talking about this part right in here,
uh-huh.
The upper. I think they are.
Uh-huh. And these are my
teeth.
And one
tooth.
And the flesh around your teeth.
Gums.
And this is one
hand.
Two.
Three, two hands.
And one
fist.
Two
fists.
And this part of my hand.
Palm.
And the place where the bones come together.
The place, joints.
Okay. And on a man, this part of his body is his?
His chest.
And these are?
Shoulders.
And this is my?
Your leg or?
Okay, and this is my?
Foot.
And I have two?
Feet.
And say if I get down in this position, you say I?
Squatting or sitting.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Do you ever heard?
No. All right, tell me how it's here. I'll be right with you.
Okay. And the sensitive bone here is your...
The sensitive bone...
Right here is the... Do you have your shins or shanks?
Yeah, shins. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Someone who's in good shape, you'd say that he's...
Physically fit.
Or big and...
Strong.
Huh?
Strong.
Okay. And when you say that a person is confident, what does that mean?
Well, most times it depends upon the conduct of the person, how he carries himself or herself.
Mm-hmm.
Not to the norm that you expect of people in refinement.
Mm-hmm.
That would be that he acts common.
Mm-hmm. It's insulting.
Not necessarily insulting, but just to, he acts in a manner that's not in keeping with good citizenship. Let's say it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Say an old person, maybe up in their 80s, who still gets around real
well. Active.
Uh-huh. Or any other terms?
No, no.
Do you ever hear peppy or spry? Or
yeah, sure, sure, sure. Peppy, spry.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And child might say, well, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark. I'm